At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
They're going to practice today. Odori won't play. The other two guys will practice today. They'll meet with the independent after practice. We'll see where we're at after practice. And Evan won't play. Those two guys. Yep.
How about Aziz popped up on the report? Has anything happened?
No, he'll be good.
More maintenance type thing with him?
Yeah.
With that ankle?
Yep.
Just plan going forward? Probably follow that.
Follow maintenance.
Like, you know, take it easy on him as he gets back from the ankle each week as we go forward.
Yeah, see how he is after a game, recovery process, make decisions based off that.
Kicker decision this week, still TBD or?
Yep.
Is there a message to your players in terms of continuing to fight or what have you said to your players about the record, if you've addressed it, or the season as it's gone?
Yeah, can't do much about that right now. Do what we need to do each week to try to play our best on Sunday.
Are you seeing that on the practice field? I mean, I'm not sure you'd tell us if you weren't, to be fair, but what are you seeing on the practice field that says this team is still engaged?
Sure. Right mindset, right approach. Engaged. Come out, have good practices. Good work ethic.
You said last week something about like Matt Barkley having to get him up to speed. Like, where is he at as far as that process?
Yeah, making good progress.
Did he get some first team reps on Wednesday?
DeVito gets the reps. Barkley gets the show team.
Limited,
yeah, Barkley gets DeVito.
On Wednesday.
Yeah, DeVito gets the reps and Barkley gets the show team reps.
When are you starting to be able, like, is Matt Barkley ready to play a game? Like,
yeah, he's prepared. He stays here late. Be with him as much as we have to. I think Shane and Cap could do a good job with those guys. Spent a lot of time with both of them. You know, DeVito's obviously a young player and Matt's new, so a lot of work in that area.
After a couple of weeks, can you do more with Tommy? You know, open up the playbook more and things like that?
Yeah, I think we try to do what we need to do each week based on who we're playing and based on the comfort level of the quarterback. We don't put restrictions on what we put in. It's more what he feels comfortable with.
I'm not sure we asked you this exactly, but especially with Tommy when he was the backup, why don't you give your back? What's the line of thinking between not giving your backup at least, you know, some first team reps to get them ready? Because as it turned out, he ended up coming in two consecutive games.
Well, when it's the backup to the backup, you got to get the backup ready to play to start. So
he was the backup.
Yeah, he was the backup. He was the backup to Tyrod, who wasn't the starter. So you got to give Tyrod as much work as he can get. And then when it's DeVito's turn to start, now you got to give as much work to DeVito as you can get and, you know, work with Barkley and individual routes and things like that. But the guys that haven't had a ton of reps in terms of backup players, backup quarterbacks, you want to give them as much reps as you can get when they're the starter.
Specific to the wide receiver position, how hard is it to get evaluations on those guys right now when the rest of the passing attack is not performing as well, and obviously they're dependent on that? How hard is it to get evaluations on your receivers? Because the stats don't match up, but you need to evaluate them without stats.
Yeah, really with every position. If they're doing their job, their alignment, their assignment, they're where they're supposed to be, they're playing with good effort, good intensity, no different than any position.
We see Tyrod out here doing some running and cutting. He, you know, just us. You know, it looks like he's doing all right. Have you got anything updated? Any more encouragement on him?
He's making progress. Yep, making progress.
I think we asked you this week, Timmy, and you were there for a while. Just what's your reaction to Buffalo with Ken Dorsey firing?
Well, Ken's much like, I think, Pat, you asked this about Josh, right, McDaniels. Same thing. He's a friend, first and foremost. I know him, his wife, his two young girls. So that's really all it is. I got enough on my plate to focus on Washington here.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.